Morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
Morning, everybody.
Way.
How poor is that? Everyone's in a really funny mood today. Rachel's in a right grump, right? Alan is being very professional, can't do his job today. Richard, one of our engineers, same. And Steve, the straight engineer, who seems gay, but he's really straight. Been very camp this morning. He's walking around in a smoking jacket, going, darling, cables, satellite, oh, and then walks off.
In a cloud of smoke.
And Josh looks tired, but lovely.
How do I look today?
You?
Yeah.
Wrecked. Yeah, you look as though you modelled your hair on Basil Brush.
I haven't done anything with it this morning.
No kidding.
Nothing.
Wow.
No product.
Oh, naturel. Like you just stepped out of a poodle parlour.
See.
Anyway, hello. Thank you, Damone. Brilliant back time in there. So we're live at our villa in Portugal. Apparently, the sunrise this morning was beautiful.
I think it's going to be another nice day today.
I think so. Yesterday was hot, today's hot. It's going to be a good day. Hope you stay with us for as long as you can. If not, don't worry, because we're still in Portugal anyway.
Bom dia.
Yes. Anyway, have a good show.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
6:56. In 7 seconds, it'll be 6:57. Tuesday morning, it's BBC Radio 1. Good morning.
It's funny how I find myself.
Good morning. No doubt, and it's my life. I'm Chris Moyle, saviour of Radio 1. We're live from our fly-infested villa in Portugal. Richard, one of our engineers, in the blue T-shirt this morning, and for those of you listening in colour, said,
I think I spotted the first fly of the day.
And since he said that, I've seen about 1,000. All swarming round Allard.
Like flies round Allard.
That's not true.
Is it true?
Actually, I'm the only one who hasn't been bitten so far.
You're the only one who's got one right on his arm now.
No, I haven't.
I'm only joking. So, coming up then, Superman Lewis plays Starlight and Sisters Laura. I sound knackered this morning. I'm not. It's just my voice is a little bit croaky.
It'll get better, I think.
Let's hope so. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Chills. It's 7 o'clock.
A guilty verdict to the Caroline Dickinson trial.
And Larson's back with a bang in Lisbon.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeats. Francisco Arce Montes has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for the murder and rape of British schoolgirl Caroline Dickinson. The Spanish waiter abused and suffocated the 13-year-old as she slept in a hostel during a trip to France. Andrew Pearce from Devon and Cornwall Police, who helped investigate the case, was full of praise for the Dickinson family.
I think over the years they've coped partly their focus on their desire for justice for Caroline.
And the weather, some rain in parts of Scotland this morning, dry for the rest of the UK, very, very warm and very sunny in the south. Radio on Newsbeat, it's now 5 minutes past seven. Are you all right?
We're in Portugal.
Obrigado.
Obrigado.
Olé.
No, but you never know.
Hey.
So, the Nicky Butt story is very interesting, because last night, myself and my very good friend Dave.
Hello.
And Chappers.
Hello.
And Rachel.
Hello.
We went out to Lisbon. Because Chappers was live on BBC Three doing the sport at about 2 minutes past seven. Anyway, so we got to Lisbon at 20 past seven, and he got a telling off. And then we went for something to eat. And while we're sitting there with something to eat, there's what sounded like an Australian girl behind us.
Mm.
And she rings someone and she goes, "Hi, I wonder if you could send some copy for me. I found out that Nicky Butt is being injured in training." And we're like...
Our ears pricked up, Dominic.
I'm sure they would have done, Dave, at that news.
Your ears pricked up, Dominic?
No. My ears pricked up, Dominic.
Right, Dave, okay. Thanks.
Yeah. So that's how we found out that information last night. We should have really rung Jules.
You should have done.
But if it was wrong, I didn't want you to look like a fool again.
But you could have had an exclusive story.
Well, maybe you do.
The word was quite literally on the street, Jules. Yeah. It was in a pavement cafe where we heard this.
And it's back here now.
And while we were hearing this story, there was a young lad, I'd say maybe aged about 12, playing a squeeze box with a chihuahua sitting on top of it.
That's nice. It's always nice to see a chihuahua.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen that much. No, I can't say that, can I? Maybe just switch the microphones off this end. I can't say I haven't seen something that funny since the... Can't say that, can I?
What?
Not really.
For some reason, I've just turned our microphones off here as well.
Well, that's okay. You
that's
can do
stupid.
That.
Stupid.
Let's all switch our microphones off for 1 second.
Okay, go.
Wow, how great.
That's
is that?
Good, isn't it?
So how was your night last night, Dominic?
It was all right.
Yes?
Yeah, I saw the Bulgaria game, which was brilliant.
Uncle Bulgaria.
Not the same, not actually a womble. Right. No. But Henrik Larsson was fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Sorry about that.
I thought you were a football fan.
I am a football fan.
2 goals in 71 seconds, just to be precise.
Yeah, but no one cares, because it wasn't England.
But it's Henrik Larsson.
Who's he?
Did you have steak and chips last night?
Listen, what's that about? Don't you feel stupid? Ha ha ha.
Why, what did you have?
Barbecue pork and chips.
I had a cheeky little Brazilian dish, which was steak-based with rice and chips.
Nice.
It was very nice.
Mm-mm.
Mine looked just like chop and chips, didn't it, last night?
And then, Dominic, we had a row because the waiter would only serve us plastic glasses.
Dave lost the plot. Dave got really shirty. And I don't know how many English phrases the waiter knew, but Dave was throwing the ball at him.
Was he expecting you to kick off or something? Why?
No, I mean, I wasn't being confrontational, but I just thought he was bang out of order.
Yeah. Why? I was served beer in a plastic glass yesterday.
Yes, but that's for
your
own safety.
You're always served in plastic glasses.
To be fair, Jules.
Yeah?
Don't give the girl with the shakes a glass. Here for the plastic. Hello, can I have another wine? I don't know why she turned it to Rachel for a moment then. Maybe they were drinking together.
Delete as applicable.
Yeah. Anyway, it's lovely to have you back on with us in the morning.
It's lovely for us to be
Bye.
Here while you're in a villa.
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Moyles na Rádio 1.
Chris, Dave, Rachel and Alan, making friends with the people of Portugal.
Por favor, passa-me o protetor solar.
The Chris Moyles Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
7:08. Tuesday morning, BBC Radio 1, hello, get up, get out of bed, go to work, do whatever you got to do. We're live in Portugal, it's a lovely looking day, going to be nice through most of the UK today as well. Oh yes, all great, thank you, goodbye. Sister Sisters and Laura on BBC Radio 1. I've come outside because we can. It's a beautiful day. And the birds are singing. And I'm just walking past the kitchen, the window's open. That'll be the kettle boiling.
That's why the flies are getting in, because those big windows are open.
I shouted at everyone this morning about it, and no one listened. Apart from Rachel, who went, oh, shut up. This is the, I haven't really given you a proper, we gave you a rough guided tour of the villa the other day, didn't we?
Mm.
First of all, we have our big bulky gates. Which I think I've just locked by mistake.
Are you locked in or locked out?
Locked in.
Okay.
And then you walk up the lovely path to our beautiful villa, which is overlooking it. Now, what would you call that?
It's a lagoon.
Lagoon. Okay, so it's the lagoon. And for the first few days of being here, it was really, really cloudy. And then yesterday was a lot nicer. This morning's really the first morning we've had from all of us being awake that has been pretty outside. And there's a few clouds in the sky, but it's lovely looking morning. And it's a kind of like lagoon. It's not very touristy where we are because we're really in the middle of nowhere. For reasons of A, security, B, we can all get our stuff in, and C, I believe Reese, our executive producer, is on the run from the tax man. So it's there's no kind of jet skis or anything like that on the water, but what there are fishermen, which is really exciting, and little tiny kind of power boats. And what I mean by that is like a boat with a motor, a motorized rudder, and it's all kind of. It's all a little bit kind
it's very
of...
very traditional, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, very traditional. I can see one person on the beach, which is nice. But bar that, and bar somebody, just a couple of people going up and down the water in little boats, there's nobody around. It's so, so quiet. And you really, really wouldn't know where we were. You'd never find us in a million years by the fact there's this huge, massive aerial on the roof and there are 18 BBC outside broadcast fans. But bar that, it's very idyllic. Is it idyllic or idyllic?
I don't know. I use both, actually.
Really? Mm. It's very idyllic and idyllic.
Idyllic, I think, is better idyllic, in this instance.
Yeah. And what we haven't done yet is throw anybody in the pool, which we keep threatening to do.
Mm.
And obviously, we wanted it to be Alan, but he started getting all, I'm allergic to water, apparently, or something, aren't you?
Chlorine.
There you go. Anyway, so, well, right, so that's just to set the scene for you this morning, and it's a lovely day, but should be nice throughout the UK. Alan, let's play a record, and I'll hit the vocal. You watch this skill. So, it should be a lovely day this morning.
It's straight in.
Just, that's the joke, you idiot. So, anytime. Here's a record now on Radio 1.
Rubbish. Silver
NERD and maybe on BBC Radio 1. Good morning to you, wherever you are, wherever you're listening to the show. We hope you're having a good, good morning. This local radio link.
Pleasant.
No, thanks. It's 7:21. Lovely engineer Ricardo, one of our Portuguese technical boffins, has just made us, it's Richard really, has just made us all a cup of tea. Isn't that nice?
You make me one.
Well, mate, want a tea, Dave?
Yes, please. Thanks, Richard.
Want a tea, Dave?
Yeah, he's one of the locals here.
Mm. He's lived in England for some time, though.
Yeah. The sound is the woman next door. Everything's opera singing.
Keep it down, love!
Thank you. So yesterday, throughout most of the UK, it was a beautiful day. Very sunny, very hot. Fingers crossed for the same kind of weather today. So whether you're in Scotland or Wales or Northern Ireland, doesn't matter. Should be a gorgeous day. And it should be a gorgeous day for us here, too.
Everyone's a winner.
Baby, that's the truth. And so because of that, I've chosen a nice sunny track for Buzz Off. Right?
Is it idyllic?
No, I'd say it's idyllic.
Mm.
That sounds wrong.
Idyllic?
No, I don't. Let's not go there.
Okay.
So grab your phones, let's do Buzz Off. If you like the song I'm about to play, please text me Buzz On to 81199. If you don't like it, please text Buzz Off to 81199. It's either Buzz On if you like it or Buzz Off if you don't. Oh, sorry, but what was that there? Are you having a little... What?
Just a fancy tea.
Oh, really?
Pipe down.
Huh? This isn't hospital radio Giggleswick anymore, love. This is
serious. We're not small-time and amateurish.
Hey, you're not doing Jamie Thixton now. This show's got an audience. Are you ready for today's Buzz Off?
See. Si.
Drums, please!
/7:23, get up to this. What a great record for a hot day. Check it out.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less than checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes.
She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime.
You like your salad?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah, just checking you're awake.
And I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time.
Dave sake. Buzz.
Close once more,
cause you're invited to a barbecue.
Shut enough, I look four.
Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up in the first
place. Cut in.
No.
All the kids playing out fun. Little boys messing around with the girls playing double.
You know, he's telling a story. DJ
spinning. Heard it before,
while your old folks dance at the family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around.
You just finished wiping your car down.
Come on.
It's time to cruise. So you go to the summertime. Hang out. It looks like a car show.
Don't do it, Alex.
Everybody come looking real fine. Fresh from the barbershop, and fly from the beauty salon. Every moment fronting and maxing. Chilling in the car, they spend all day waxing. Leaning to the side, but you can't speed through. 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness. And this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Yes! It's in! Okay. 81% saying...
What's in?
Buzz on. What?
What's in?
It's in.
What's
it's,
in, man?
It's, yeah, this, man. In. It's in. It's down with it.
I'll let Buzz.
There you go. Lovely.
We out.
DJ Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince Summertime, because it's a summery day today, hopefully, weather-wise. If it's crap, by the way, don't blame me, right?
You've got the ideas, but don't know where to take them. So where do you go?
How many people are standing there in their bedroom or their bathroom playing air guitar? I thought so. Strokes and Reptilia. So, Outcast Roses, Angel City, Love Me Right, all that coming up later.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeats.
Plus, Noel Gallagher's on the show yesterday. We have a signed copy of the France versus England official programme from the game the other night, signed by Noel Gallagher. We was robbed. Best wishes, Noel Gallagher. Going to give that away later this morning to somebody. If you really want it, if you're a big Oasis fan and a big England fan, I'll tell you after the news how you can get hold of that. Let's get some news now from Dom. It's 7:31.
And our main story this morning, a Spanish... just gone 7:35.
Quando estou em Inglaterra, eu sempre ouço Chris Moyle's show.
Oh, do you know what you just said?
Whenever I'm in town or something, I listen to the Chris Moyle show.
I'll give you a clue.
Quando estou em Inglaterra...
Whenever I'm in England, I listen to the Chris Moyle show.
It's the right answer.
A proper Portuguese man.
But it could be Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales, couldn't it? I suppose?
This is Frank.
Frank?
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Moyles na Rádio 1.
There you go, you're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Who is Frank?
It's just a very honest, open fella we found in Portugal.
Honest Frank.
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Moyles de Portugal.
There you go.
Chris Moyles.
Chris
That's good.
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Moyles de Portugal.
Chris Moyles.
God love him.
Okay, so Frank says when he's in England, he listens.
Quando estou em Inglaterra, eu sempre ouço Chris Moyle's show.
Then we interviewed a guy called Bruno.
Quando estou em Inglaterra, estou sempre a ouvir Chris Moyle's show.
There you go. Then we have a girl called Gladys.
Quando estou em Inglaterra, eu sempre ouço Chris Moyle's show.
It's amazing. Just how many of the local Portuguese listen to the Chris Moyle's show?
Bruno sounds slightly scared.
When they come to England. Nobody visiting Wales, though, by the sound of things at all, Alad.
It sounds like you've made a lot of friends over there.
I didn't. Alad went out and recorded them. I don't want to meet the locals.
Alad makes friends wherever he goes.
I've got some good friends here now.
Ask Alad how many times he's been down... This is the quote, down to the beach.
What does that mean?
Ask him, darn it.
Alad?
Yeah?
How many times have you been down to the beach?
I don't understand that.
Every lunchtime, right?
Yeah, I've been down to the beach every day.
Every lunchtime, Alad goes, right, that's all my work done. I'm going to go down to the beach. Now, I don't know if there is a beach here, or this is just a special code. But he goes, Joss and I are going down to the beach. Come back, right? No tan, anything like that, right? No colour. Do you have a swim? No. Do you make sandcastles? No.
Do you want to come with me, Chris? I'll take you today if you want.
Pardon?
I'll take you down to the beach if you want.
I hear, all right, thank you very much. David would love to go down to the beach with you.
It's a lovely beach.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll go and explore it on my own.
Okay.
I went to the beach yesterday.
Oh, did you now?
Yes.
That's disgusting. Right, so we have a signed copy of the France versus England official programme from the big game the other night, signed by Noel Gallagher. Would you like it?
Yes, please.
All right, there you go. That saves on that competition.
Good stuff. Right, thank you.
That was a damp squid.
Nice doing business with you.
No, maybe we should actually open it up to the listeners out in listener land, Dominic.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
All right. So if you would like, is it just a normal text number? There's no code, right, okay. If you would like to win that signed Noel Gallagher France-England programme, all you have to do is tell us why you deserve it or why you'd like to win it in 10 words or less.
Because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I like working on the show.
Hang on, do that again.
I get up at 4 in the morning and...
I think you've just blown your...
I've run out of my words.
Your word count.
Well, actually, smart ass, I've got to say, so far he's in the lead.
Yeah, but it's the first entry.
That doesn't matter, though, does it? He's still in the lead.
The Chris Moyle Show, live from Portugal, National Radio 1.
The only one. 5 seconds away from 7:46 in the morning, it's Angel City, Radio 1. Live in our villa in Portugal, it's your little
Norm. Olé.
Thank you. So, a signed copy of the France-England official programme from the game the other night, signed by Noel Gallagher, no less.
That'd be worth some money, that.
Yeah, he's in the band, he's in the Oasis.
Oasis.
Yeah. Are you going to join in, Alan? No, I thought he was going to say something exciting. Is he going to add something brilliant to the show?
No.
No, there you go. So text in 10 words or less why you think you deserve the signed programme. I have football and Noel Gallagher from Pete in Raynham.
Better, please.
Yeah. I think it's meant to be a hate, but he hasn't checked it, so he's written, I have football and Noel Gallagher.
But you don't.
Can I just stop? Rachel's now looking on her phone to check if the V will be on the same button as the T, and...
It is. T-U-V are together, I think, aren't they?
Yes.
There you go. So I was right.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. I don't think he meant to write, I have football, I'm Noel Gallagher. Because in a few years, it'll be worth a bit.
Because in a few years, it'll be worth a bit. Is that 10?
Because in a few years, it'll be worth a
okay,
bit.
Okay,
it's 10.
Give it you.
Mike in St. Helens, so I can stick it on eBay. I deserve the programme because I like the Gorillaz. That's my favourite so far. Mm-hmm. I like that one. Because I'm a Scot supporting England, it's dangerous.
What's dangerous?
Supporting England when you're a Scot. Because I'm getting married in 11 days and my partner would love it, Stephen from Colchester. Sadly, over 10 words. Mm. So, donate it to me because I'm a nutty tart from Mandy. Reese?
No.
No, okay. Really? I listen to you every morning and I love England.
Not good enough.
Because I love you all.
Poor.
I like that.
Do you?
Richard O'Sullivan and Milton Keynes. Because I like both Oasis in England and my mum says I'm special from Adam in Manchester.
Hasn't that blown the word count as well?
Sadly, blown the word count, but I do like it. Reese? Executive producer says yes, and the executive producer's decision
is final. Non-negotiable.
Right. Also... Just said something off the air. Because I would be willing to kiss Rachel for it. And no one knew. We don't know whether this is a boy or a girl. Rachel?
No.
What a surprise. Keep texting in. And what we'll do is we'll call you back after the show if you've won. So if you've got to go to work at 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever, and you switch it off, don't worry. Text in why you think you deserve the France-England sign programme by Noel Gallagher. 81199, 10 words or less. 81199. Do you know what? To be honest, don't worry about the 10 words or less thing, as long as it's funny. 81199, and we might give that to you. 7:48. As I said, we're in the villa in Portugal. We're all living in the studio. We've got the studio in the living room, where we are now, and our bedrooms are up on the next level. And the level above that. I'm not, you know, not that it's a really big, luxurious villa or anything.
But it is spacious,
but,
isn't it?
But it is, yeah. So it's all getting a little bit cabin fevery at times, a bit like the television programme Big Brother.
Wow, that's an incredible link. Yeah.
So because of that, we're going to start our new feature, get this, Big Villa.
It's genius, almost.
Yeah, which is all about a load of people living together.
In a villa.
Yes,
in
yes.
In Portugal.
Yes.
As if they were there to cover Euro 2004
that's
for work purposes.
That's amazing how you pick up on what I'm saying. you know, or you were at the meeting yesterday. So we're going to have episode one, just to set the scene of Big Villa, coming up shortly. Wow.
Radio 1 presents the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
BBC Radio 1.
Five people, one tournament, 1,000 flies. This is Big Villa. Day 5. After arriving in the villa last Thursday, Chris, Dave, Rachel, Alan and Chappers are all living together for Euro 2004 in a rented villa in Portugal. Each villa mate is allowed to bring two luxury items into the villa with them. 32-year-old Alan has brought Dove body cream and a pair of tweezers as a result of being really hairy and that. 29-year-old Rachel has brought a rubber ring for the swimming pool and her Weight Watchers points book. Comedy Dave is the youngest member of the group. He has brought with him an Everton football shirt and a football. Chappers is the oldest villa mate. At 42, he's brought slippers and a pipe. Miles has chosen as his luxury items 200 Marlboro Lights and 200 Marlboro Lights. How will they get on? Will they get on? Find out in Big Villa.
Sounds great.
Oh, yes.
7:51.
Radio 1.
For any radio technical anoraks listening, obviously, I hope you enjoyed that, because a Zephyr is an ISDN unit. Is that right, Steve? Yeah. Rich, huh? Yeah. Fly away on my Zephyr. Oh, or that could be like fly away on my Musicam, because that's another ISDN unit. Right? It's a brand name. I'm not advertising there. But,
a Zephyr is also a car and a motorbike.
Wow. And what, Rich?
And a wind.
And a wind. Rachel, that's something that you can relate to because our producer Rachel has got bad wind as well.
Well, we've got a Zephyr.
I haven't.
No, don't listen. I want it. Hang on, hang on. I spit it right.
Chris.
You, windy pops you today.
No, I have not. I'm a lady.
You're not a lady. Seriously. Sound like some kind of animal. Every time she walks up them steps.
I do not.
Don't walk behind her. Terrible. So I just saw this morning, she comes out the toilet. I went, oh, is it free? She goes, leave it 10 minutes. Oh.
Chris. Don't annoy me. That's not nice.
I'm not annoying you. Am I? Well, that's not the purpose of my link. That's just a bonus. Will your mum be listening?
Yes.
I apologise, Mrs. Jones, but obviously you know. Dear Chris, you were stunning on the Archers last night. Love, Hannah in Cambridge. How did she know I was drinking there?
Stunning.
You know, I was on the Archers last night.
Yeah, it was a very small part, wasn't it, that you had?
Was
it stunning?
Very, very, very small part. Was it? Yes. Would you like to hear it?
Mm.
Okay, for those of you who missed it, this is me on the Archers last night, ordering a pint of beer.
What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it, it's our local speciality.
Right. Pint, then, thanks.
Brilliant. I mean, it's an excellent scene, and I hope I don't give too much away of the storyline. You want to hear it again?
Yep.
What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it, it's our local speciality.
Right. Pint, then, thanks.
Highlight of my thespian career. Why would you like the Noel Gallagher signed Friends England programme? Because I need a new placement, says some smart ass. Because I've just swallowed my mouthwash trying to text from Karen in Cumbria. Chris, can I have it? Because I am blonde with big knockers. Reese?
Winner so far.
Executive producer, Reese?
No.
No? Ooh. Because I can't afford my house anymore, John Dillon in Birmingham. To be fair, though. Should we put that down? That's a tick, isn't it?
Yep.
My favourite, because I like cups. Okay, maybe just me. So that I don't look back in anger at 2-1.
No, that's too smart.
I want to make all my mates jealous and gutted, Darren in Northampton, because I got sent the wrong tickets, Becky and Paul. Because I finished my exams, ha-ha, Andy. And it's better than the signed Timmy Mallett one I've got.
That's quite nice.
All right. Thank you very much for those. We'll have a winner later on this morning. 7:58. This is Nanny Furtado at Radio, and we'll do some news and sport next. It is the passion flowing right. Regular listeners to the show will know that while we're away at the studio, we also have a guy called Danny back in the studio in London, making sure we don't fall off the air. And he's texting in for the Noel Gallagher programme.
Saying what?
Because I'm stuck in a basement playing out your show. Executive producer? Don't shake your head, Reese.
No, there you go.
Nelly Furtado on Radio 1, and how do you pronounce this again, Rachel? Right. Not...
Right, OK.
Forza. Nelly Furtado. It's the official Euro 2004 theme tune. It's actually quite a nice song.
I was trying to see what Forza meant, actually.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Great. And his Portuguese handbook.
But it's not in there. I've got Fortaleza, which is a fortress. It's about the closest thing there.
Fascinating. Coming up then, more text about the Noel Gallagher signed programme. 811-99. Why should you get a signed copy of the France England programme from Noel Gallagher? Text in 811-99. We'll play a football song in a second. Black Eyed Peas coming up. Let's get news and sport today. I'm doing it right, aren't I? This jingle. Completely lost the plot. So relaxed here in my villa and my little DJ desk. News and sport from Dumb and Chills. It's 1 minute past eight.
30 years for Caroline's murderer.
And Larson's back with a bang in Lisbon.
BBC. Your newsbeat is now 5 minutes past eight.
Juliet.
Christopher.
No, it is Sven.
Sven.
If you like to ask me a question, I can answer.
How is Nicky Butt?
What are you asking him like that for?
Because
you
that's
how ask him. It's how is the Nicky Butt? he is a nice man. Next.
How is Paul Scholes?
Lovely. The question from Dominic.
What tactical formation are you going to go with, Sven?
They're going to get the gag in a minute.
I will go for the pear tree formation. Juliet.
How are the flies?
They are plentiful. Dominic.
How are you generally?
Great. Juliet.
How's Nancy?
She is a battle axe. Dominic.
What's the score prediction, Sven?
For what?
What? For the game on Thursday. The one you're in charge of.
We will win 3-0.
Okay, I don't think we are going to get this. We could carry on.
No. What's your favourite cheese? What's your favourite Back to the Future?
Okay, here we go.
The questions we've been doing for 6 months!
It's not every day we have Sven on the show, though, is it? Do you know what I mean?
He's gone now. He's gone. It's me now.
You're joking.
No, he's gone. He blew it. He
walked out.
He said, I like to come on show for favourite cheese. And I said, well, pop up to Villa, Sven, you know, on Tuesday. You have, you know, day off. And he did, and now he's over in the background talking to Reese. Listen. See?
We've missed an opportunity, I feel.
Yeah, we're not very good at this.
I feel as though you have. Right, is there anything else you'd like to chat about? You're very quiet this morning,
no,
you two.
Not at all, just kind of, you know, we're here and you're there type thing. And you have,
do you know, on Thursday we're going to beat Switzerland, right?
Right!
Yeah!
That's a bit better, wasn't
unison.
It?
Yeah.
We pointed to each other, yeah.
Right!
it's the fact that you do get in time now, but the huge delay.
Right!
I like that.
It's good, isn't it?
Right!
Right!
Right.
Oh, rubbish.
Quando estou em Inglaterra, eu sempre ouço Chris Moyles Show.
Quando estou na Inglaterra, estou sempre a ouvir Chris Moyles Show.
Quando estou em Inglaterra, eu sempre ouço Chris Moyles Show.
Hi. The Chris Moyles Show, live from Portugal, National
Radio 1. Quando estou em Inglaterra, eu sempre ouço Chris Moyles Show.
That's Frank, by the way. He's from Portugal. 7 minutes past eight, good morning. Tuesday, BBC Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. Everybody sing, ho. On my version, it kicks in there, by the way.
This is a longer mix.
I know.
I know no rules, I know no secrets.
Or an entirely different mix.
What's that? That's not the mix. Is that the mix you know?
No.
That's a completely different mix. I have got a Jumpers for Goalposts CD, which has got that on, the proper mix. Because it's meant to go... It's different.
Mm. There's no ho.
Ho, ho. Well, we'll do it, okay. And then we'll play something else, eh? Say ho! Say ho, 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 ho! You're not joining in on the hoes.
Sorry.
Eat my goal.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, it's too late now. Don't worry about it. Let's get it started. Rubbish. The audience participation this morning is rubbish. Mm. And the bass keeps running, running, and running. I was hoping to do a Mexican wave at 8:30 in the Villa, but I think I'm going to have to knock that on the head now. Do you know what I mean? And running.
In this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Bust the loser inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away.
Say ho!
Ho!
Say ho!
Whoa!
Say, eat my goal!
Eat my goal!
Say, eat my goal!
Eat my goal! Come on, lads! Ho! 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 Ho!
Eat my goal!
Eat my goal! That's the mix that we're after.
The Allard mix. Say.
The proper mix, yeah, with BVs from Allard. He's the official singing mascot for Euro 2004.
God forbid.
Sing us a football chant. Go on.
A what?
A football chant.
Like what?
Your favourite one.
I don't know. Like what?
No, your favourite football chant.
Football.
Yay! Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Oh, you are so good.
I know.
8:15, everyone's in the cars now. They all need, because we need new chants. That's what we need. We need nice, inoffensive chants. And I think you're the man for the job. Come up with another one off the top of your head. For the England game against Switzerland.
Okay. Everyone in a straight line. Ho! There you go.
That's a bit similar to the last one.
No, just the ho. Everyone in a straight line is actually new.
Everyone in a straight line
is
a ho.
You've got to walk miles to your games. So if you walk in a straight line, you get there quicker.
Oh. Right. Okay.
Everyone in a straight line. Ho!
Come up with an exciting one. Come up with something that we all can all chant.
Okay. Sing when you're winning.
Ho, ho, ho.
There you go. Here's another one. See, I did a variation on the ho at the end.
Okay.
To ho, ho, ho.
It's like a Santa Claus.
It feels a bit Santa Claus.
Right, okay.
Works at Christmas time too.
And can you work one into, work Beckham into one of them?
Beckham, you've got nice hair. Ho!
Perfect.
And now it's time for Easy Portuguese.
He's a star, isn't he?
I think so.
8:16, good morning. Once again, Comedy Day was here to teach you, wherever you are, lovely, simple, helpful phrases in the language that is Portuguese. Now, we're going to actually test these out today properly, live on the air. We're going to send Allard to the local supermarket with a little satellite thing, which should work. I don't know how it does, it just does. So Alan needs to pay attention. This is shopping phrases, I believe.
Bom dia, Chris.
What?
Bom dia.
No, I've never done that in my life.
That, of course, means good morning.
Ah.
You see, it's now day three of
bom
easy...
Bom dia.
Right. It's now day three of easy Portuguese.
Right.
So far, we have tackled communication problems when arriving in this beautiful land.
Do you speak English?
And also, we've developed our skills at checking into a campsite.
Do you have a tent?
So we've covered all that kind of stuff, but so far it's been very theoretical. It's all been very textbook and classroom. Today, what we need to do is test it in the real world.
Wow.
Okay, so this is what Allard is going to do.
I can hardly wait.
We're going to send him to the shop, and this is a very real shopping scenario.
Right.
We have requirements for the villa.
Look at his face.
I can't speak. You do know I have no knowledge.
I know this.
Oh! I can try that, but...
I'm going to teach you, Allard.
Okay.
Okay? So we actually do require certain things for the villa. This isn't a joke.
Okay.
So the first thing you do when you walk... Take a note of this.
Yeah.
When you walk in the shop, you say, because it's morning time, you say, bom dia.
Bom dia.
Which means good morning. They'll like you for that. It's a strong start.
Okay.
Okay? The first thing that you will have to ask for is this.
Bom dia.
Like that.
Career de Sish Umush Fetush de Fiambra.
Oh my god.
Presumtu si.
Hang on.
Faz favor.
Take it from the start.
Okay, career.
Yeah.
De Sish. Umush. Fetush. De Fiambra. Presume to. Si faz favor. Which means, I'd like some of those slices of ham, please.
Okay.
Because we need some.
Right.
We've run out in the villa.
Can I have a go?
Yep.
Korea, de sheesh, amush, fat use, de fambra, presume to see fat polo.
It's not bad. There's a bit of an accent issue there.
Right.
Yeah, and pronunciation
right.
needs a bit of work.
Right.
But essentially, you have the basics.
And that means?
I'd like some of those slices of ham, please.
Okay, lovely. That's nice.
Okay. You happy with that one?
I'll try, okay. Yeah.
We also need some bread.
Right.
What you would say in that instance is this. Korea, de su, umush, fetush, U palm si faz favor.
What?
Career disu umush.
Career disu umush.
Fetur.
U palm.
Si faz favor. I'd like a loaf of bread, please.
Fine.
Literally translated.
Ali, you seem to be having a bit of trouble with your ass.
Is it?
Brrr. Can you roll your ass?
Brrr.
No, okay, that's all right.
Okay, we're also running out of beer. So, on your shopping list is this. Career de sishumush fetiush de aimwa lyshame de sesh servetiush si faz favor.
Take it slow. Let me do it again.
Career de sishumush fetiush.
You're listening to Radio 1.
De aimwa.
De aimwa.
That's Cantonese!
De seish servetius si faz favor.
Sheesh favor. Okay.
I'd like a 6-pack of beer, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I just change
Hang on. I'd like a 6-pack of beer, please. Right. Eight words is what?
What, you want in Portuguese?
Yeah. I'd like a 6-pack of beer, please.
Queria de seish o mos fetius de aombra la chem de seish servetius si faz favor.
Are you sure?
Can I just point?
Yeah.
Yeah, why did you do that?
That?
Yeah. Listen, I'm telling you. Do you sell beer?
That'll work. I'll try it.
Right.
Okay.
Finally,
you need to know how much it is, right? Quanto custa isto?
Easy.
Quanto custa isto?
How much is that?
Okay, I can do that.
That is your shopping list,
Alan. I'm ready.
See if it works in the real world.
I'll go and do it.
Oh, perfect. The music's run out already. What a surprise. You've got that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so in other words, point.
Yes.
And then ask how much?
Loudly in English, slowly.
Okay, right, try this, repeat after me.
Yeah.
Do you sell any bread, please?
Do you sell any bread, please?
Perfect.
Easy Portuguese on Radio 1.
8:22, so we send you off now, Alan?
I'm off.
Right, okay, I know you are. So he's going to be on this supermarket in about, what, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, he really is going. Look, he's off. It's 8:22.
Every last second there of the brand new single from Shaznay. She, of course, used to be in the girl band All Saints. But she's back now with her very own solo single. That's Never Felt Like This Before, which comes out on July the 5th. That's a beautiful song, isn't it, Dave?
It finishes quicker than you would imagine, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
It's 8:26. We're giving away Noel Gallagher signed France-England programme. You have to text us 81199 saying why you deserve it. Because I haven't got Daddy or Father's Day present. There's one.
It's quite good.
Just yes or no, Reese, for your executive producer, your word is final, yes or no?
No.
Because my girlfriend looks like a King of Leon from Paul in Doncaster.
No.
No. I deserve the programme because I've just worked out how offside works, Vicky and Carlisle.
No.
I have big bushy eyebrows like Noel.
Maybe.
I deserve the signed autograph because I need some Bella's rodders for my car.
Good.
Because I'm an Everton fan, so don't win anything and can't even count to 10.
Very good.
All right, lovely.
I don't like the last one so much.
Keep texting in 81199. Why should you get the Noel Gallagher signed France England programme? 81199. We'll choose a winner for the end of the show. Call you back after the show. I'll let you know if you want. 81199, do that. It's 8:27. Coming up next. How's the weather? The 70s never went away.
Go, tell me things I'd like to know. Lighten me, enlighten me, oh no.
They're called the Ordinary Boys, so we'll play their single next. Ordinary Boys, and the track is called Talk, Talk, Talk. Comes out in a couple of weeks on the 28th of June. Do you like that?
I think it's all right, actually, but I think the Morrissey impersonation's laid on a bit heavy.
Yeah. Every day,
oh no.
Monday morning.
I will go out tonight, but I want to watch the Germany game. So I'll get some tinnies in and a key manan and one that's playing.
Genius.
Thank you. Do you like that, executive producer Reese?
Love it.
Thank you very much. Little satellite delay there between here and the couch. right, still to come then, we'll play David Gwittle and Blink-182. All that coming up later.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Also, more reasons why you deserve the Noel Gallagher signed France-England programme. Noel signed it with We Was Robbed on it. If you want it, tell us why you deserve it. 81199 on the text. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:32.
Francisco Arce Montes has been sentenced to 30 years. And it's now 8:35.
Good morning, Dominic Byrne.
Good morning, Christopher Moyles.
What's the weather going to be like through most of the UK again?
Very warm and very sunny. Apart from parts of Scotland a bit wet, but generally very warm and sunny.
I hope it's a beautiful day wherever you are.
I'm here.
Well, yeah. Well, I hope it's beautiful where you are.
Thank you very much. What's the weather like there?
Beautiful.
Is it? Is it warm?
Mm. Yeah.
Is it muggy warm or hot warm?
Nope. It's nope. Clear and blue skies and warm and sexy.
Sexy?
Mm. Muggy? 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 I didn't know you'd taking that with you. Muggy?
I can get Dombot to do the weather here.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, please. And the weather. There'll be some sunshine all day. And that's the Radio 1 weather.
There you go.
That's lovely. All the way to Portugal.
Mm. Hey?
Taking it all the way to Portugal. And the weather. Chances of... all day.
There you go.
That's good.
I realise...
Chances of what?
We don't have sun. We've only got sunshine.
It's going to be dank in Scotland as well. A bit later.
It's going to be what?
Dank.
Dank.
There you go.
Dank, 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 muggy, rabbit, dank, 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 it'll be dank, muggy, all day. There you go.
Nice, that.
All we need is a bit of background music, and we've got a beat going on.
I was a human beatbox.
We can release, can you beatbox?
A little bit, yeah. Human beatbox, I'm an entertainer.
Go on, let's hear you.
All right, it's rubbish.
Okay. Rubbish! Dank, muggy, dank, muggy.
You're not meant to laugh when you beatbox, I'm sorry.
Rubbish! 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 Dank, 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 muggy. What was that? What was that bit?
That was a little drum fill.
Let's hear that again.
There you go.
Can you spin the record back?
No.
Or sound like a robot.
Yeah, no.
Isn't it...
Ah, there you go, yeah. It's not the first time you've done this.
No. Try that. Throw that one in. Go on. Just throw it in. Don't just do it. Put it in the mix.
I see. Just drop it
right.
In.
Okay. Oh,
shut up, Frank. All go right. On. Dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum, dum. He's a trained BBC journalist.
I know. Apologies.
To the world?
Yeah, generally.
Quando estou em Inglaterra, eu sempre ouço Chris Moyles Show.
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Moyles de Portugal.
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Moyles de Portugal.
I'm Chris Moyles.
The Chris Moyles Show, live from Portugal, National Radio.
Would you like a signed France-England programme from Noel Gallagher?
Me?
It's a rhetorical.
No.
Would you like one? He said me.
Does that work?
Because I'm mad for it, our kid. Lee from Litchfield. Executive producer?
No.
Because I'm a teacher?
No.
Because I would get a Miles' God tattoo?
No.
If I won, I'd buzz on and on and on. Fletch Sunderland?
No.
Fletch?
He was in Porridge, wasn't he?
Wasn't he on the radio and breakfast show?
Yes.
Did he get on with him?
Yes.
Oh, it's the other one, wasn't it? So I could swap flies with it?
Maybe.
I'd give to Rachel so she can read on Lou.
No.
Jesus.
And for the following item, I'd just like to point out there will be a slight satellite delay. That's there will be a slight satellite delay.
It's 8:45.
And now it's time for Easy Portuguese.
Hello, Alad.
Hello, Chris.
Okay, so whereabouts are you?
I've gone to the local town centre and I'm standing outside a Mini Mercado Vicente.
Very
which
nice.
I think means shop.
Okay. Mini market it is.
Oh, what's going past you? Is that traffic?
Cars.
Right, cars, obviously.
That's the local traffic.
I didn't think there were spaceships, Pillar. Can I read it?
Okay, so earlier on in the show, we taught you some how to get by in a shop, Portuguese styling.
Okay.
You're going to go in there and you had to buy some essentials for the villa.
Okay, I'm a bit nervous.
Okay,
about
what we'll do, I'll leave it with you. I won't interrupt unless I feel that I need to.
I might need some help. If I'm struggling, please
okay.
help.
All right, Dave was here, don't worry.
By the way, it's quite funny, I forgot my money. So Brian, the engineer, had to lend me some.
Okay, well, that's good, you know. It's about time you put it down, he's had in his pocket the tight get. Anyway, seriously, you know what I mean? Short arms, long pockets, same. He won't give a door, but anyway, so... Okay.
Shall I go in?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I'm going in now.
Is it busy?
Okay, there are customers here. No, there's three customers.
Three customers.
And they're all looking at me very strange at the moment.
Well, you know,
I just knocked over some stuff.
You're funny looking.
Hello, bom dia.
Bom dia.
Que chamasse?
Como?
Name, que chamasse?
Miguel.
Miguel. Bom dia, Miguel.
Bom dia.
Okay. Queria dizer umus fetus... De fiambre presunto si faz favor.
Sim, senhora. Quantas fatias?
That's good. What did he say?
Quantas fatias quer?
He says quanta fatia.
Yes, but what does it mean?
He's going to get something.
Ham.
What did you order?
Oh, yeah, he's got some ham.
Yeah.
That's ham.
All right. Next.
Excellent. Okay. Queria disu umus fe tius o palm si faz favor.
Palm? Sim, senhor.
Oh.
Palm? Queres palm?
Yes. Yes, he's got it. He's going to get some...
What is it?
Bread. Excellent.
I love the fact he doesn't know what he's ordering.
Mm.
You know, anyway, I like that. What else was the other thing?
Okay.
Was it beer? Was it...
Queria deisish umus fe tius de aimbe... Lazam de saish seveios si faz favor.
O quê? Isso é que eu não sei o que é que estás a dizer.
What?
Não sei o que é que estás a dizer.
I don't think he understands. I'll try that again. Queria daisish umus
fetius...
Yeah.
It's cerveza, apparently.
For
saish... What is it?
Cerveza. Okay. Queria deisus imus fetius de ayamba lazaim de sais cerveja. What was it?
Cerveja.
Cerveja, si faz favor.
Cerveja, si faz favor, si senhor.
Yeah, please.
Yes. Please.
He's just gonna get some. Please.
Yeah, please.
Oh, hey. He's got some, what is it? Sagres.
That's good stuff, that.
Cerveja Sagres. Happy with that? Okay. Quanto custa isto? Anything else, by the way, before I ask?
Yeah, well,
do you need any extras?
Yes, I would like a copy of Top of the Pops magazine and some Sherbet Dib Dabs.
Okay, Sherbet Dib Dabs. Sherbet... What was it? Sherbet what?
Sherbet Dib Dabs.
Yeah. sherbet dip dabs? Can I have some sherbet dip dabs?
Of course you can.
He speaks English. Excellent.
After all that.
Okay, then. After quanto custa? Okay, how much is it?
3 euros.
In English?
3 euros.
In English?
Thank you.
Come on, Portuguese local, in English. Alan, well done. Congratulations. You did a very, very good job.
I'll bring it back now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You'll never go in there again now, will you? No. Oh, it's off. All right, bye.
Bye.
God bless. Alan, actually out in Portugal, buying ham and beer.
Easy Portuguese on Radio 1.
Beautiful. I left a gap there because that'd be perfect for today's trail.
Mm. It works, doesn't it, this Portuguese language stuff?
Yeah, it's 10 to 9.
Euro 2004.
Woo! Don't even know the name of my band. But they all know me like they want to hold hands. B12, have you heard the album yet?
No.
It's very good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Should be down with your album flavours, Dave.
Well, yeah, I haven't got around to this one yet.
No. But you're still getting around to Bananarama's greatest hits, though, to be fair, aren't you?
I don't like Bananarama.
No.
Never have done, really.
Right, okay, great. It's 8:56. Should be a beautiful day today throughout the whole of the UK. Sunshine. Whatever you do, don't take a sickie off work. I mean, you're really bad and obviously terrible. We don't have to because we finished at 10 o'clock this morning. Hooray!
Straight in the pool.
Right, we'll do Dave's Tedious Link next. The Snow Patrol and Chocolate. BBC Radio 1. Chris wins. Chap was just saying they think Snow Patrol sound like Delamitri tribute band as well.
Mm.
I think they're brilliant, mate.
You said it.
Anyway, there you go. It's Snow Patrol and Chocolate from BBC Radio 1.
Nice mix.
Mate, I think you're... That'd be smart.
Works.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. Can't hear it properly by the album, for God's sake. Right, Tedious Link, how do you get to say Tedious Link from yesterday's? Black Grape, Reverend Black Grape.
One of the members of Black Grape was called Kermit, although he was a rapper, not a frog. If you remove the R from frog, you get fog, which is something you might find on the Tyne. Tyne Daly co-starred with Sharon Gless in the popular American series Cagney and Lacey.
Target.
Lacey is a word often associated with doilies. Doilies rhymes with oilies, as in oily rags, which is cockney rhyming slang for fags. Fags have been banned in all public places in the Republic of Ireland. The Republic of Ireland football team are managed by Brian Kerr. Brian Kerr shares the same surname as Jim Kerr, who has a son with Patsy Kensit. Patsy Kensit was the lead singer in the band Eighth Wonder. The greatest band to feature the word wonder in the name were the Wonder Stuff, who hailed from the Black Country. The Black Country is also the home of Slade. Slade frontman Noddy Holder has curly hair, as does Mel B. And Mel B first made a name as Scary Spice in a band called the Spice Girls, which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It was their first release, of course. It is the Spice Girls and Wanna
I love it when you try a band. It was their first release, of course. A debut solo single from the Virgin.
I realised I'd come up a bit short on the link.
Yeah, that's all right. You got it there now. Anyway. Right, Spice Girls Wanna Be. It's Dave's choice, not mine. Doesn't get better with age, that, at all, does it? Bloody hell, Dave, you're starting to regret that choice.
Where the link goes, nobody knows.
Nobody likes. If you want to be my lover. I tell you what, I'd rather have 3 minutes banging my head against the wall outside. Spice Girls and Wannabe, Dave, seamless link?
Yeah.
Good. Sure?
Yeah.
Right, okay. You could have had to say you'll be there or something, you know, a bit of class.
I thought I'd do some...
Spice Up Your Life.
I thought I'd do the world! I hated that record. Yeah. It's one of my all-time...
But you loved Wannabe.
Well, no, not really. Well, you know, as I say, where the link goes, nobody knows. But it's something, you know, for the ladies.
Hopefully something good tomorrow.
It's 3 minutes past nine on BBC Radio 1. It's the half-time bit of the show. It's the bit where Dave says,
Let's get ready to ramble.
Last night, we are live in our villa in beautiful downtown Portugal. Shall I do another tour around the place?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Take the radio mic and...
I'll go over here, then.
Okay. You go over there to
come
get...
with me, Dave.
Okay. You go over there and get the radio mic and give us a guided tour of our palatial villa here atop a hilltop.
Hi.
In Portugal.
Can you hear me already?
See, quality on that's nice, actually.
Well, thank you. I think you'll find it's my voice more than the machinery.
It's not, it's the mic.
It's the engineer. Makes him even on the air, do you know what I mean? Let's all start talking, shall we? Hey, it's not Steve Wright, the bloody afternoon, this. Hey, let's have a chinny wag. It's none of that. Lord. Right, so, where would you like me to go? You direct me and I will go.
I think you should go upstairs again.
Okay.
Onto the terrace and then perhaps around the bedrooms. Because we only did that on day one, didn't we?
Okay. I'm going up. See the atmosphere of me running up the steps.
That's nice.
By the way, if I go this in here, I can go to Rachel's room.
No! See if she's made her bed.
I'm now in Rachel's room. Wait, where's Rachel? Dave, where is she?
She's here on the sofa.
Oh, she's not coming to get... look at her pants! Rachel!
Are you in a knicker drawer?
She's coming.
She's coming now. Watch out, watch out. Watch out.
How are you doing from there?
Hide under the bed. She's gone now. You're okay. You're good.
I was in Alan's room. I thought she might fall for that.
Were you in Alan's knicker drawer?
No, I'm in her room, actually.
Oh, by the way, because Alan's not there. Apparently, Alan's cosmetics on the windowsill resemble boots.
Oh, boots?
Yeah, it's like Boots the Chemist in there. Just go and see how much stuff he's got.
I tell you what he has brought. He's brought about five pairs of trainers. What's this? There's his Dove body cream. Should we hide it?
Mm.
It'll be really peed off.
What else is there?
Moisturiser.
Yeah.
Eyeliner. And do you know what he's got?
What?
It's I thought it was Lynx. It's actually UK.
I've got Lynx.
Yeah. You're sponsored by Lynx, though, to be fair.
No, it's not a sponsorship deal as yet.
Guess what else I've found on his bed?
What?
A teddy. Oh, what a lord. So, I've got his Dove body cream and his teddy. Anything else you want me to nick from his room while we're here? Oh, my God. He has two tubs of Dove body silk. Not one.
That's in case he runs out.
Okay, so I'll nick both of them, right? Okay, it's not back. Where is he?
Oh, he's coming. Going.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And then the vicar said, no cheese.
He's come back with the beer.
Hang on.
Hide. It's right, he hasn't seen you.
Okay.
He went around that way, you come back in here.
Hi, everyone.
You've got his teddy bear.
Alan, who's this lovely... Who's this lovely teddy bear?
His name's Hilton.
Hilton?
Yes.
He's very nice. Where's he from?
He's from a hotel.
The Hilton?
Maybe.
Did you buy him?
No, they gave him to me as a present.
Oh, when he talks to you at night...
He doesn't talk.
Do you have conversations with him?
No, nice hugs.
Does he go, hello, Alan, I love you?
No, that'd be stupid, he's a teddy bear.
Okay, and you sleep with him every night?
Sometimes.
Right, that's one of the reasons you're single.
Right.
Okay, how many tubs of body silk did he bring out?
Well, I've run out of one, so I've had to buy another.
Oh, you can't have it today.
What?
Your Dove body silk.
That's not fair. That's not nice.
It's either the teddy or the Dove body silk.
Hey, I have the Dove body silk, otherwise I will, you know, crack and peel.
You could have the teddy.
Oh, thank you.
Hey.
He's reunited with Hilton.
And he did that. Seriously, do you talk to him at night, Alan?
No.
Right, okay. You're just a bunch of that, can't you? Hello, Hilton. Isn't it been a lovely day today?
It certainly has, Alan. You're my bestest friend in the whole world. Can I have a cuddle and a kiss?
You certainly can, boyo.
Do you want your beer?
I'm only messing around. I'm only having a laugh, don't worry.
Where did you put the body silk?
Threw it in the pool.
Right.
Have fun with that. And now Rachel will say...
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
She's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she has. She's got a voice like dragging your fingernails down a blackboard. You need to be in a car now, your catchphrase, you're in a car park. The UK's official number one. On the UK's official top 40 station, Radio 1. Can't explain. Hives and walk, idiot, walk. And Allard just walked in at that point with, what have you got?
Box of biscuits.
Lovely. That's a healthy lifestyle that you're living out in Portugal.
For you.
Well, why are you eating them then?
I've had one.
you're sampling, you're like my taster.
I'm checking it's safe for consumption.
And is it safe for consumption?
Yes.
That's nice to know. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:17 in the morning. I'm a bit coldy today. But it should be a beautiful day. Sun should be out through most places. Here in Portugal, it's already a really, really pretty looking day. Steve, the engineer, just falls over a chair. Nice one, mate. Really good. Steve, the engineer's main job today. Second job is to get us on the air.
Mm-hmm.
First job, kill flies. And you'll be sitting there chatting away, and he'll sort of come up and go, "Died!"
A spray's very effective, though, isn't it?
Let's talk to Radio 1's man of sport, Mark. I never killed John Lennon. David Chapman.
Not David.
It's Mark David Chapman.
It's Andrew Mark Chapman.
It is Lloyd.
Yeah, we found out the other day that Mark Chapman's not called Mark Chapman. He's a liar. So I hope you're listening to the Inland Revenue. And Dave's, Comedy Dave's middle name is Lloyd.
And you could have been Rory.
Rory.
I think Rory's worse than Lloyd.
I like Rory.
Yeah, Rory's better than Lloyd.
Yeah. Do you think?
Yeah. Definitely.
So let's talk football. Football.
Mm.
Last night we were out in Lisbon. And we overheard at the table behind us some Aussie woman saying that she got a phone call from somebody she knew in the FA who said that Nicky Butt had injured himself in training and had to go to hospital. Can you confirm or deny?
We got that. We got the Nicky Butt exclusive before anybody else.
It's a word on the street.
We didn't actually do anything with that information,
did we?
No,
we just sat there and ordered another beer. But we knew. We knew before anybody back there that Nicky Butt was in trouble.
And what's the story?
He's had a scan on his knee, and that might be the... they'll get the results of the scan today, and that could be the end of it. If it's bad enough, he'll go home. So when you put it with the Paul Scholes injury as well.
Would he not be allowed to stay?
Well, he could stay, yeah, but they'll...
Because he could move in here. And then when we do that five-a-side tournament at the weekend with the locals, he could be our rigger.
Yeah, we'll have to put him in goal, though, if his knee's
knackered.
Yeah,
he's been crocked, won't he?
Yeah. But he could help us.
Yeah.
Should we get on to it? If he's out for the tournament, we'll get him as our resident pundit for the rest of it.
So Paul Scholes is injured. So the chances are he's going to be replaced by Nicky Butt. Butt is now injured.
Yeah.
Where does that leave us?
Owen Hargreaves, probably. Could be Kieran Dyer, but I would hazard guess it'll be Owen Hargreaves, because Sven bought Owen Hargreaves on the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
So Scholes' injury happened right in front of us.
I saw him limping.
Yeah, that's when he got clattered, I think, by William Gallas, and that's when he did his injury.
Who would you prefer, Owen Hargreaves or Kieran Dyer? I'd go for Kieran Dyer.
I'd go for Kieran Dyer as well, because I think they need to attack the Swiss, and I think Kieran Dyer's a better attacking option than Owen Hargreaves.
Yeah. And Kieran Dyer looks more like a man.
Well, what does Owen Hargreaves look like?
More girly.
Well, because he's got long hair.
He's got feminine hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that could be down to our hair, because apparently the water is very good for making your hair soft out here.
It's not that it was soft, it's just too long and he's cutting.
I think he uses Dove body hair. Actually, no, that's not right. It wouldn't be body
hair.
Maybe he has
body
got hair.
Everyone has body hair. Well,
not like you, Dave.
Huh? There's nothing wrong with my body hair.
And the big game tonight, then, is Germany-Holland.
This is going to be fantastic tonight. Last time Germany-Holland met in a really, really big game was in 1990 at the World Cup, which is known for the moment when Frank Rijkaard, who's playing for Holland, gobbed in Rudi Völler's hair, who's playing for Germany. And Rudi Völler had a massive perm, do you remember?
Mm.
And they both got sent off, and the globule of spit from Frank Rijkaard was hanging off his perm as he walked off the pitch.
If you just took it into your cornflakes, good morning.
And Rudi Völler is now the German manager, so there will still be a lot of needle there.
How's the hair?
His hair is still a bit curly, because I think it's quite naturally curly.
Is it a mullet?
Curly.
Shorter, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a mullet, no. But the German haircuts have come in for a lot of stick from the German press. And the Germany's number one hairdresser, who is Michael Jung.
How do you know that?
I just know these things. Has said that the Germans have the worst haircut out of any squad, and that several of them shouldn't be allowed out in public. And that Miroslav Klose, who could play up front for Germany tonight, has technically the worst haircut he has ever seen.
Unbelievable. He obviously hasn't met you, has he?
What's wrong with my...
Yeah?
You can laugh at
it's less.
Ball.
It's less Audrey Roberts than it used to be. It used to be more Buffon, didn't
There's
it?
There's no tinting in it at the moment.
Yeah, but it used to be quite full.
Who should we be looking out for tonight in the Germany-Holland game?
Most of the Dutch players are the young Dutch midfielders. Raphael van der Vaart, Arjen Robben, who's joining Chelsea, and Wesley Sneijder, who's one of their midfielders.
I love his movies.
Do you?
Yeah.
He was very good in Passenger
57.
57.
Yeah, brilliant.
They're the ones.
Germany
are rubbish. They lost 5-1 at home to Romania last month, and they've been beaten by Hungary 2-0. So I'd be very surprised if Germany qualified. It's Holland who'll go through from that group, along with the Czech Republic, who play earlier against Latvia.
Okay, good.
Come on, the Dutch.
Is there any other football news before I move on to snoring?
No, move on.
Okay. Last night, we drove back from Lisbon. our big security bear, Paul, drove us. Mm. I was in the passenger seat in the front. In the back was a beautiful Rachel sandwich. Dave on the left, Chappers on the right. And it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And we'd set off. We'd just got on the motorway from Lisbon. I swear, as I sit here... Dave.
Down my ear.
I didn't know I was snoring on the way back.
And then...
halfway through the journey... Chappers joins in.
You see?
I had it in stereo.
No.
Ears.
I've got to say, though, Dave was louder than Chappers. Oh, well, who's loudest to you?
It was Dave.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you sure I just wasn't heavy breathing?
It was the snore and the... It was that, isn't it?
And you two were just out with your elbows, and I was just squashed in the middle.
You don't know how lucky you were. There'd be thousands of ladies up and down the country who would have loved to have swapped places with you last night in a me and Dave sandwich.
811 9 on the text. Would you like to be sandwiched between Comedy Dave and Chappers? Are you a hot lady? Are you desperate for love? Then would you like to be the meat filling in the boys' sandwich?
We both
with them snoring down your ear.
We both slept with Rachel.
You lucky
technically.
Lady.
God. Oh, don't. I feel ill. 811 9. You watch now, Rachel. These women going.
They'll be so jealous.
I'd love to sleep with Dave and Chippers because they are gorgeous and I wouldn't mind them snoring.
I had to sleep to just erase the memory.
Anyway, Chappers, thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Okay. Are we watching the game in the Villa tonight?
Yep.
Yeah. Rachel's cooking
for
us.
I'm cooking.
Are you?
Yeah.
What are we having?
Don't know yet.
What's for tea?
Egg and chips.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Salad.
When we're all sitting down for dinner and she'll bring it out, we go, what is it? She goes, it's a surprise. What does that mean? I don't know what it is. Found a lot of ingredients and put them in a pan. What's your speciality?
Well, a roast, but it's a bit hot for that, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. So what do you reckon you're going to go
I don't
for?
Know. I've got to go down the shops and see.
Toast?
No. We'll do something nice. Might do something with chicken.
I have made... I've made a traditional Portuguese dish. It's beans on toast, Rachel. But that's what they eat here. Okay, well, I love that, and we'll do more football tomorrow morning, Chappers.
Good luck to Holland tonight.
Radio 1 presents the Red Hot Chili Peppers, performing live in London.
You love me super duper.
I love Chris. That's what she said, Dave. I love Chris.
She had a record to promote.
No, I love Chris. That's what she said.
You love me super. I'm just trying to tell you. Are you digging on me?
Do you love Chris?
I love Chris.
Say it. She loves Chris.
I love Chris.
Not I love crisps, as Dominic was saying.
I love crisps.
Wait a minute.
Dominic, it's I love Chris, right?
Crisps.
I love Chris.
It's not crisps.
They sound a bit like Chris.
She was being asked a crisp question. She replied she loves crisps. You think
no.
She's saying Chris.
Do you love Chris Moyles?
I love Chris.
I love Chris.
Oops. You little thing, you. With your grown-up voice.
Salt and vinegar.
I love Chris.
There you go. You're just jealous because Joss Stone fancies me.
She doesn't fancy you.
She does, Dominic?
She doesn't at all.
I love Chris.
Explain that.
Crisps.
Shut up. One.
I love Chris.
Thank you very much.
I love Chris.
All right, Joe, just leave it.
I love Chris.
All right, lovely, lovely. After the news and sport, we will announce the winner of the Signed France England programme, signed by Mr. Noel Gallagher.
How exciting.
Let's get some news from sport from Dominic and Jules. It's 9:30.
30 years for Caroline's murderer.
Matt Butt could be out of Euro 2004.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. A Spanish waiter. And it's now 9:34.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to announce the winner of the signed Noel Gallagher France versus England programme. Earlier on, we decided what programme will be, and that was France-England. And our independent adjudicator today is Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Okay, so it's time to reveal the name of the lucky winner of the Noel Gallagher signed programme. Good luck. And the winner is... I deserve the programme because I like the Gorillaz. Luke Hannett in Colchester. Congratulations. There you go. Brilliant. Right, so Dominic, what's your plan for the rest of the day?
Sunbathe and sunbathe. And whoa. Barbecue.
What? A barbecue? Where?
Yes.
Are yours?
Yeah.
Are you cooking?
I'm cooking.
Salmonella and chips for me, please. Mmm, nice.
There was a salmonella scare yesterday in our house.
Was there?
We had had a barbecue yesterday. You have a barbecue every day, really, when it's sunny. It's the law. But I burnt the outside. You know chicken wings? Not to be...
I'm aware of their first album. Are they from Germany?
That's right.
Hello,
I'm chicken wings.
The chicken wings. This is our new single, Finger Licking Good.
There was some marinade that was burnt, so I took that to be that the chicken was cooked. Oh, no, it was pink in the middle.
You've got to be careful with chicken, Dominic.
You can never be too careful.
I was talking to Alan about barbecues earlier today, and he was saying, I hate it when it's pink in the middle. It just, you know, it puts you off. Is Juliet invited to your barbecue?
Sorry?
Is Juliet invited to your barbecue?
I haven't invited her formally.
Okay, we'd like to do that now.
It's 9:35.
Well, that'll be a no, then.
No, well, no, you're more than welcome, Jules.
I was meeting Dom for a drink this lunchtime, and
I
Dom stood me up.
I know.
I heard you two were going on a bit of a new sport date.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
What's the story with that, then, Dom?
It's all changed. It's all changed.
Why?
Because I was going to read the lunchtime Newsweek programme.
That's fascinating.
But now I don't have to. It's Kevin Silverton. Right. But
You're joking. Why? What, has Rod McKenzie lost a bet?
Kevin's good.
Sorry, I'm only joking. Go on.
Kevin's good. But I've got to do other stuff in the office, so I can't meet Jules for a drink.
So what time are you going to leave work?
Because Jules knocks off now. Jules is done now.
Jules is always knocking off.
And what time do you finish work, Dom?
About midday.
So you're going to have a drink at midday, right?
Well, could do, but then my wife has got a hair appointment, in which case I have to babysit my son.
But she can bring their son to the hairdressers.
You can't do that.
Stick him in a high chair in the corner.
Yeah, they love that. The kids love the smell of hair.
For an hour and a half. That would be great.
That's all right. Chappers, you'd do that, would you? You wouldn't have a problem with doing that, would you?
No, take kids to hairdressers, that's absolutely fine.
When have you ever done that? Listen, pal, when have you ever done that? When have you ever taken Ben to the hairdressers?
My missus takes Ben to the hairdressers all the time.
Rubbish.
Weekly.
You can get one of the hair washing operatives to look after him.
Are you trying to imply, Chappers, that obviously you're a better father than he is?
I think he is trying to imply that.
No, I'm not. Dominic, I think he is. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, not a lot. I love crisps.
No. I thought we were going to get a heated debate.
Dad wars.
No, all I'm
it's
saying
not a
is
father thing. I'm just saying you're more under the thumb, mate.
Well, that's an interesting comment to make, which is wrong. Ooh. That's wrong. You can't say that. Well, you can say that, but you'd be
so
wrong
you go,
if you
so,
did.
So are you going for a drink with Jules then?
Yeah, I might do now. Obviously,
prove us wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not to prove you wrong. What are you talking about?
Under the thumb.
Not under the thumb.
So is it true that your wife has a lead for you?
Yeah.
And a little bowl of water that says Dominic on it in the corner of the kitchen.
That's normal, isn't it? Everyone has that. No,
it's not normal.
The baby reins she bought are not for you, not for your son, they're for you.
Now, boys.
Yeah, you tell him, Rach.
Oh, you got Rach on your side. Good luck, my friend. Have a lovely barbecue if you have your barbecue.
Thank you very much.
and have fun with your beautiful son.
Thank you very much.
No, it's not even his. And Jules, have a I'm sorry. I didn't mean,
I'll
you
take
can't
that, end like
I'll
that.
I'll take that back. I'm sorry.
All right, listen, your outwards of this link have got to be DNA, okay?
Okay, all right, then, fine. Mate, I'm not going to go, but if you have a tin of beans, you'll be fine. You don't know what bean it was, do you? So, anyway...
Stop again, stop.
What?
You can't
it's a sensitive
like
family
either.
Link.
What's wrong with
you
that?
You can't do the can of beans thing when referring to Dominic's beautiful wife.
Right, okay.
You know?
Dominic, I apologise.
No, that's right, you crack on there.
You know, I apologise. I think your wife is lovely, beautiful, kind-hearted, warm, generous lady.
Thank you.
I think your son is a beautiful, talented, happy young boy with two of the best parents you could ever wish for.
Thank you very much.
And I think you're also under the thumb.
You've ruined that.
No, why have I ruined it?
Because it was all nice and you were painting a nice picture with words. And then you've ruined that a little bit there.
I think you are really, really nice and so is your wife and so is your son.
Record. Play a record there.
There you go.
Jules?
Yeah?
I didn't say anything bad about you in that link at all.
That's great.
I know, you must be delighted with that, you crazy drunk. Right, it's 20 to 10. And we'll do Car Park Catchphrase next. I love that track. It's Faithless Radio and it's 9:47.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, car park fans. I know the car park lovers up and down the UK. It's their favourite part of the day, this, Dave.
I know it is.
Yeah. And we're here with the legend that is Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, Roy. Straight into his own today. Let's meet our contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Dan and I'm from Skegness.
Hey! Skegness. It's bracing.
Also bracing.
I'm telling you, mate. I love Skeggy.
So do I.
Yeah, well, obviously so, you know. What do you do there, Dan?
I'm an electrician.
Right. Can you come down and sort my wiring out?
Of course I can, mate. No problem.
Because Rob DJ, my mate, said he'll do it, but he hasn't put a date in the diary yet. What it is, I've got a security light outside, and I think it's got some water in it, which has shorted that whole circuit at the front.
Oh, nice.
So that'd be easy, wouldn't it?
Well, 10 minutes to our bosses.
Oh, really? Okay, fair enough. What are you driving?
I drive a white van, a white Merc.
Nice wheels.
Velos Rodos.
Hey, it's catching on. Whereabouts are you parked?
I'm parked on a caravan site called Aberconway in North Wales.
I love it. Do you know that, Alan? Aberconway, North Wales? Caravan site?
No.
You don't do caravans, do you?
Not great fans.
No. Unless they're five star.
Unless they give you teddies.
Well, there you go. Mate, let's see your horn.
Barbecues.
Eh?
They give you barbecues and seats and things like that.
Well, there you go. Barbecues, Alan.
Bonus.
No, sir. Let's see your horn, Dan.
Oh, how about that for me, too?
It's like an orchestra of horns. Right, hang on there, mate. We'll meet line two.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hey, I'm Chris. I'm Mark and I'm from Leeds.
Hey! Are you a Leeds fan?
Leeds fan, born and bred. Me and you actually went to the Crystal Palace game last season.
What, together?
Me, you, Nicky Chapman's fella, Neil Jeffries, a few others.
Oh, that's right, I remember you.
Not a clue. Yeah, I don't know. Not a clue, Dave. I don't know.
Just bluff it.
Yeah, okay then.
that was when we went through, despite the fact that we technically drew.
Possibly, yeah. That was when Kiel scored that belt and we got up with the champ with Harry Kiel.
Absolute belter, yeah. Who put Rio on his... It's Harry Kiel. But we don't sing it anymore now because he's red.
I know, not good.
No, anyway. Mate, we'll bounce back, don't you worry.
All right.
What do you do?
I've got my own PR company and I manage Brutus Gold and the Love Train.
Hey!
Nice plug.
Have you ever seen them, Dave?
Brutus?
Yeah.
No.
Very, 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 very funny.
Really?
Yeah, I used to go and see him at TNC in Leeds.
Did you?
The weekend, yeah.
That's true.
We're coming
to London soon.
Really? Where?
We're looking at Xbox in Leicester Square at the end of July.
Oh, what? As a residency or as a one-off?
Residency.
Mate, on what night would that be?
We're going to be every Thursday and you got to come.
Mate, definitely. It's really funny.
Is it?
Yeah,
it
Brutus
is.
Gold. He comes on, he says, "Hello, ladies of Yorkshire." And they play 70 songs,
right.
and I'm not doing it.
Sounds terrific.
No, mate, we'll go one night. It's funny.
Yeah, it's cracking. You'll have to come.
There you go. And now, obviously, because he's set up.
Get in for now.
Free booze. Mm. Where you parked, son?
I'm parked in a place called Hales, a little village near Huddersfield.
Very nice, all right. And what are you driving?
Fiat Brava.
Nice wheels.
Melos Rodos.
Melos Rodos. Let's hear your horn, Mark. Beautiful, that'll do. Let's hear yours again, Dan, if we can. All right, Dan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mark, are you ready?
I'm up for it.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Here we go. Best of three. Good luck to both our callers.
You like that? It's nice, it's warm.
Yeah, but and obviously, equally good luck to both, and not, you know, just a Leeds fan who supports the mighty, mighty Leeds
United.
Gets
free tickets to Brutus, whatever.
Two tickets now, first.
Thank you, boss. Oh, what's that? Sorry,
hey?
are you having a chat there, Dan, are you?
Sorry, boss.
That's all right, mate, you know, well, I'll pause if you want.
No, it's okay.
Okay, right. Right, eyes down, looking, here's our first catchphrase. Mr. Fish is in Las Vegas, where he's living like a high roller in the casinos. He's enjoyed a lot of luck so far, but he's worried it might run out soon. He thinks he should stop gambling and play safe, because he doesn't want to lose it all and end up sorry. Because he believes it's better to be, in his opinion, safe. Yes, Dan?
Better to be safe than sorry.
You're right! Well then, son. Come on, Mark, man.
I'm still here, don't you? What else?
Come on, come on!
Always bringing up the rear.
Hey, stop it.
Sorry.
No, Alan, he wasn't talking to you. There we go.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fisher decided to grow some herbs in his very own herb garden. He's got rosemary, oregano, and thyme. And he needs to work out which one is the most profitable for him. Apparently, rosemary. Yes, Mark!
Time is money.
Time is money.
It's the right answer.
Yay!
That's
all. Get in there. All right, so it's the last one. You're both back in play. Good luck.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is working as a freelance photographer now. He's spending the day taking pictures of Terry Wogan. Terry seems like a really great bloke. He's ever so helpful and polite. He even asked Mr. Fish whether he'd prefer him to... Are you having a laugh, Dave?
Hey.
He's even asking Mr. Fish whether he prefer him to take his wig off or keep it on for the photos.
Keep your hair on.
Keep your hair on.
You're a winner.
You're right. Congratulations, Mark from Leeds. Well done, Mark.
Thank you.
On and on and all that.
Alright, march you all together.
Have you got your season ticket for next season sorted out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kept them at
St. Bride. Mate, well, mate, what can you do? I went to Reading recently. It's a cracking ground.
Looking forward to Stoke.
Okay, I'm telling you. Hey, look at this way. We'll get to Cardiff before most of the other Leeds United players are leaving, so...
we probably won't be at a lead like, but we'll try and get...
Well, you will. Have a good day, pal.
Cheers, fella.
Sorry about that, Dan.
No worries, mate.
Yeah. Bye.
Cheers, mate.
He didn't seem fussed, did he?
Not really, it's like he's in the middle of something, you know what I mean? Anyway, thanks very much to our contestants. Thank you very much, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Is that it?
Thank you, Chris.
Go on.
Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
He'll start smarter.
Yeah, all right, thanks very much. So there you go. Car Park Catchphrase, we didn't do it yesterday.
No, because we had Noel here and we were too busy.
Yes, but we didn't have a guest today, so we did it today. And tomorrow, guess who our guest is?
Nobody.
Nobody, so another round of Car Park Catchphrase, yeah, that's right.
This is Radio 1. Chris Moyles.
From 7.
Now I'm doing 3.
This is Radio 1.
Before we finish tonight's show, we have points to prove. I'd be more than happy to have been in Rachel's place in the Chappers and Comedy Dave sandwich. I'd be happier if it was just Dave. He sounds so sexy.
Thank you very much.
I would have loved to have been Dave or Chappers just to sit next to Rachel, well-fit David the Blind Postman. Sorry, David the Postman. I'd have Dave and Chappers any day, and they certainly wouldn't be snoring from Kira, blonde and willing in Devon. So that's obviously three people who'll text in there.
What, Kira, blonde and willing?
Yeah, exactly.
Bon dia, fans dos parques de estacionamento.
Good morning, car park fans. Mm. And what's Mr. Fish doing?
Il está snaru.
He's waving.
Il está snaru.
He's waving.
Il está snaru.
Still waving.
Il está snaru.
Thank you.
No, that'll do. It's 9:57.
Sound
full of myself. Another one for real. Going for real gives the truth.
We got another one for real.
Why do you call him for real?
I call him for real.
See what I did there, Dave? Absolute genius. By the way, thanks to Danny for pressing the buttons in London today. Danny, would you like to say anything before we finish today's show?
Fantastic show, Chris.
That is the right answer. Thanks very much. Colin Needith are back on today at 1 o'clock. Scott Football Mills will be here at 3. Spoonie's in for Dave Pearce. He's back in the UK tonight. Your chance to go to LA to see the premiere of Spider-Man 2. It's a hell of a prize tonight from 6 o'clock with Spoonie. But if you want to win tickets for the Chili Peppers, Jo Wiley is your lady. She's the next set of tickets to give away. Don't turn the radio off. Colin Needith from 1, Scott from 3, Spoonie from 6, and the beautiful Jo Wiley next. On Radio 1. Have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. We're back live in Portugal tomorrow.
Vocês estão ouvindo diretamente Chris Moles de Portugal.